لا كيف There's no audio. No audio. There's no audio.
I can hear you.
I can hear now.
Okay.
That's me though. I'm on Zoom as well.
Yeah, you can hear. Okay, Anne. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's fine.
I can hear you, Jane.
Good.
I
Right.
can't hear anyone else.
That's because nobody else is speaking at the moment, Dave.
Well, I won't.
Okay,
I've got
right.
one lot of feedback. Turn off your sound.
Just bear with us a second.
Thank you.
Just turn off the sound. Is that better? Yeah, just make sure
That's
something's
much
at the
better.
back. Okay,
Okay,
right,
we're all
good.
technically ready to go now.
We're technically ready to
All
go.
right, now
Yeah.
we're in session. Okay, first item 104. Apologies for absence. We've got a few absentees today, haven't we?
We have
Because of trains and so on.
Chris Button delayed at work and he can't get a train back at the moment. Ian Duffy's unwell. He's got a sick bug from his son. Vinny's got a work commitment and Graham is away. But there are three councillors in the room.
Okay, so we're quorum at least. Okay, item 105. Any declarations of interests or applications for dispensations? No? Okay, let's move on to 106 then. Proposal to approve the draft minutes of the last parish council meeting. Proposed? Yeah, thank you, Martin. Approved? Yeah, okay. All done. Okay, at this point, we can suspend standing orders and going to session where the public may join in. There are two representatives of the police present in the room.
Welcome to the
And
room.
how many have we got online? I'm counting three,
Yeah.
two.
Oh, we've got a Councillor Jarvis just come in the room too.
Councillor Jarvis has just joined us.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. Do you have any updates on various ongoing matters? Have we got any updates on ongoing matters?
We've got post office. That's the main one. The others are on the agenda.
Okay, so we'll be dealing with that in a later agenda item. Okay. Can I ask about the OWL system scheme then? Is there anything you'd like to say about the OWL scheme?
For those that don't know, the AMP system is it's an online messaging service
Yeah.
that we use to put our messages for Neighbourhood Watch. It's currently it's really running really well in the village. I've been liaising with Joan Ayres. I think she might have a surname, but her email's Ayres. She's up the road to Byway, and she's going to be our Neighbourhood Watch coordinator for the village. So we're
Right.
going to be really pushing people in the village to get on the OWL messaging service.
All right.
We've got a neighborhood watch drive on the 23rd of March booked in, where we're going to be officers are going to be knocking on the door to talk to people, get to sign up, as well as having like a crime prevention stall out somewhere. We need to clarify location at a later date.
Right. Is there any help you need from us then on that?
I think we're all right. The only thing you might need is just permission to perhaps use a bit of land somewhere. So I think when I spoke to Jane about this before, the idea of just using the bit of greenery opposite the
Yeah,
parish.
Castle Pond
Yeah,
there. Yeah.
because it's quite
Just
simple. On a
outside here.
Saturday morning, people
Yeah.
sort of between the bakers and butchers, and it's a bit of a
Yeah.
thoroughfare there.
Well, it's a good location. I don't think there'll be any issues with that, would there?
You own it, so I hope not.
Good.
So yeah, that's the only real kind of update with it, in terms of Neighbourhood Watch.
Okay. If there's anything, just to drop by the parish office.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Drive Safe Volunteer Scheme 10712. Has anybody been involved and able to give us an update on that at all?
I certainly can't since I finished years ago. It's
Yeah.
supposed to be a relationship with
Yeah. Tom, would you like to comment?
There's not a lot more I can say, really. I mean, having set this in motion, it was Vinny who was going to take it on as far as coordinating the different parish council input was concerned. So he's been waiting for some feedback from Vinny.
Just to add, I think the biggest problem is getting volunteers. Publicity went out and we had a bit of a silence coming back.
Okay. Would be a huge help, sort of, from home. We've Steve kind of provided some of the speed data coming through the village, and we did some work before Christmas, and there's more plans sort of within the new year, the next sort of month or so. But
it's a busy app because dare I say it went very well.
So do you guys get direct complaints about speeding to the parish office via email?
The one example I can think of that Steve was involved in, actually, for other reasons of highways, was the Newnham Way.
I'm just thinking, when those people email in, whether they could be directed to Skin.
You plan to do some republicity on it?
Yeah, I mean, this is quite surprising because, for years, speeding in the village has been an issue. And it is quite disappointing that nobody's really come forward to help at least assess the extent of the problem and possibly move it forward. So, let's think about sort of the publicity we can do, posters and AVN ads and stick something in the yearbook. Let's try that and try and whip up some enthusiasm. I think that's probably it, isn't it?
Okay. Do you want to talk about the post office here or later on?
Does anybody have anything to say about the post office?
No, because I've read that three or four times and it doesn't come out with any concrete things that are going to happen. So, I mean, it's no point in trying to say it's going to happen if we do this, that, and the other, but at the moment we're stuck with what we've got. It's very sad on that, but I'm sure it would be right to try to. What's his name? And I don't suppose that's going to have any effect, but sadly, nothing we can do.
Well, yeah, this is it. I mean, we didn't get a particularly enthusiastic response from Oliver Hill, did we? So I'm not sure that's really worth discussing, is it?
The only additional, I mean, the information that came through today or yesterday was 99% similar to what you've already heard. The only suggestion was that perhaps a request for a bit of feedback from users might be a good idea. And again, you could put something in the area if you want, kind of hits the target audience.
So you think, well, I mean, does anybody think it's going to make much difference if we get, representations from parishioners?
No. I think they're trying to wind it up myself. See what happens.
Well, we've got two a week out in those, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that will just drop off on it. I'm not being a pessimist, but it's a realist.
So nobody's minded to take any action in that respect.
What can we do? It's because it's not really
because there's nothing we can do.
It's the people above. But
Okay. Right. Safely talked about. Note the annual parish meeting. Yeah, this was mentioned last time. It's the 20th of March, 7 p.m. I think that's all that's to be said about that, isn't it? Hope that we get a good turnout. I think we had a good one last year, didn't we?
They've always been good ones.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Right, to next, 107.3, to hear any new matters raised from members of the public. And, of course, councillors can say a few words if they wish to. Are there any matters?
Yes, please.
So, would you like to speak, David Cook?
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. I'd like to speak about a number of issues, if I may. I will set my stopwatch and endeavour to be less than 3 minutes on each. Firstly, I'd like to speak about the vexatious complaints policy. I think I'd like to draw members' attention to the definition in 1.2 of the Ashwell Parish Council Unresolved Complaints Procedure. In 1.2, it describes what habitual is and it describes what vexatious is. I'd just like to read out what vexatious is. Denoting an action or the bringer of an action that is brought without sufficient grounds for winning, purely to cause annoyance to the defendant. I think, Vice Chairman, Mr. Chairman, on this occasion, forgive me, you'd be gracious enough to acknowledge that the complaint that I made about declarations of interest resulted in a change in those declarations of interest. Therefore, it cannot, by definition, have been vexatious. The other complaint, which was in fact referred by Ashwell Parish Council, was in respect of the conservation area review, and it is a matter of public record that yourself and Councillor Lee were asked to attend training, and that Councillor Lee was required to make an apology. Therefore, that complaint was upheld as well. So I just want to be clear that the complaint that I made to directly to the monitoring officer and the complaint that the parish council made after receiving a complaint from me, neither can have been vexatious. The second point I'd like to make is that in the policy, a great deal of responsibility, authority is given to the chair and the clerk for declaring someone vexatious. I would respectfully suggest that someone needs to be vexatious in the eyes of someone who is independent of the complainant. If you have been subject to complaints that have been upheld against you, a reasonable person could conclude that that might influence a person's judgment. And I remind councillors that the code of conduct is clear that it is a reasonable person considering whether it might affect a person's judgment. So I think those two points I'd like to make about the complaints policy and vexation. Second point I'd like to make, Chair, is about the meeting after the meeting. If we look at the last minute of the video recording of the last parish council meeting, Councillor Hoffman starts to begin a debate. Can I ask a question? Are we going to have Mr. Cook? He's quickly shut down. No, hang on. Let's finish the close the meeting. We're just stopping the, somebody else in the background says, finish the recording. And that's the end of the meeting. If there is to be a part of a discussion that a parish council is going to have on a matter, it should, if it's going to be held in private and confidential business, there has to be a resolution passed under section 100 of the 1972 Act. And the 1972 Act gives statutory reasons why business can be conducted in private and confidential. I would like to know, Mr. Chairman, if members are clear that if they're invited to join in a discussion which is out with the provisions of the 1972 Act, this is not internal rules, Chairman, this is the law, because the public have a right. And I would ask you to all councillors to consider this. If you have to stop the recording in a hurry, are you really confident that what you're doing would be considered to be legitimate? Because if it were not legitimate, why would you need to stop the recording in a hurry? It doesn't feel, the optics of this don't feel like proper attention has been paid to the provisions of the 72 Act. And it feels like that's a sort of secret discussion that we don't want anyone to know about. So we'll shut it down quickly, stop the recording, and then we can have it without any oversight or transparency. That's how it feels. And that might be considered by some people to be vexatious. Six. But I think it's an important point, and it's a serious point I'm making in a serious way, because it's not the first time there's been an example of that. The next point I'd like to make, Chair, is about the budget papers and about the papers for the precept. I asked in writing in advance to have a copy of the budget papers. I asked in writing in advance to have a copy of the precept papers. The law is crystal clear that those agenda papers must be made available with the agenda and copies must be available in the meeting room. The law's crystal clear about that. Again, it's the 72 Act. Indeed, beyond that, new regulations were introduced in 2014, the Openness of Local Government regulations, which said that not only does the agenda have to be available, all background papers also have to be available. Now, I was told that I couldn't see those papers, but I'm also told that they're going to be published. Chairman, can I ask you if it is logical that if a document can be published, how could it possibly be private and confidential and capable of being exempt under the 72 Act? Under the 72 Act, it is exempt for a series of specific reasons. If you're going to publish it, it can't possibly be exempt. So why was it not published with the agenda in accordance with the Act? And the difficulty I have, Chairman, is that the Council's gearing itself up to declare me vexatious. And I wouldn't have to put a complaint in about papers not being available if the law were complied with and they were made available. It's not unreasonable for a taxpayer to say, I'd like to see the budget proposals, because when you're debating them, I might like to make an informed contribution about perhaps you could spend more money on this, or I'd like you to spend more money on that. And that's why the law's framed in the way it is, so that taxpayers have all the information that councillors have. They can go to the meeting and they can explain their point of view in an informed way. They should not be disadvantaged from having information withheld from. So it feels to me, Chairman, like it's just, we are generating complaints. I have two choices. I either ignore what I think is not lawful or I submit a complaint. And I think that's a shame. I'd also, Chairman, if I might, like to talk about vexatious comments. At the last meeting, after I had spoken, Councillor Hoffman said, sad man. I see that brings a smile to your face, sir. On a previous occasion, he's interjected and said, I don't trust you. How long's this going on for? What the F is your problem? I wonder about your motives. Chairman, I and not a single councillor seemed to think any of those things lacked courtesy or respect.
That's 2 minutes, Chairman.
I'm allowed 3 minutes per item, Chairman, I think. And this is a new item. Sorry, Chairman, is somebody stopping the clock or am I continuing?
You had 15 minutes now, so could you wrap it up in the next 30 seconds, please?
Yeah, of course I can. If I had asserted during the course of a debate and interrupted in a debate, and said that somebody was a sad man, and what the F is your problem, I would guarantee all councillors would quite rightly say, that's discourteous, Mr Cook, you must stop. Why do those rules not apply to Councillor Hoffman?
Okay, thank you. Right, I believe you've made five questions here. The first one related to the discussion about the unreasonable complaints procedure. I'd just like to point out that the unreasonable complaints procedure is not about one person in particular. It's a general policy that will apply to all council meetings, and it's not intended to refer to any individual whatsoever specifically. So that's the answer to the first one. Second one, I think, was about the actual wording of the unreasonable complaints procedure. Well, the wording of the unreasonable complaints procedure was taken from an SLCC model, so I believe it's widely accepted and considered to be reasonable.
Yeah, I do.
The third point was a reference to some remarks you heard at the end of a recording. Now, those remarks were made after the meeting had ended, so I don't really understand what the issue is there. It was not something that was being debated or considered. The meeting had ended. Item four, papers for the budget and precept. Now, these papers, well, it was a single paper and contained detailed salary references to employees of the parish council. So as such, we considered them to be confidential. We're quite prepared to release redacted or summarised information relating to the budget and the precept, and we should do that.
They were prepared today by the person who does the budgets now.
Okay, thank you. I understand they've been prepared today then, and then we released. And finally, your reference to Councillor Hoffman's comments. Yes, I think they showed a degree of emotion, and I think everybody's free to speak as they wish. So I'll leave it to Councillor Hoffman's discretion to say what he feels is appropriate.
Well, I can answer that, Chairman. Nothing. Everything I said except this alleged F. I don't use that. And I know you're only talking about people just see what he's left his head on Ashford Council.
Sorry, I couldn't catch that, Chair.
Well, it's not.
Councillor Hoffman was saying that he didn't use the F word, and
didn't say he did. What I said was that he said, "What the F is your problem?" He used the letter F. What the F is your problem? Is what he said.
Glad we got that clear. So anyway, these comments come out very quickly, and it is quite difficult to deal with them as they happen.
Or not.
Thank you for that. Right. Shall we move on?
Yeah. Representative outside bodies.
Councillor Jarvis, do you want to go first?
Oh, okay.
Can I do? Yes. So the planters at the War Memorial, we thought we found some planters. We thought we'd identified where they should go. But the safety audit people now say that it's a problem. So I think that we may need to go back to looking at using posts rather than planters. From what I understand, it would be possible to put some planters there, but not on the station road edge of the pavement in front of the War Memorial, because that will reduce vision of people looking to the left when they're at the junction.
Sounds quite complicated.
Well, I guess there's two things about this. Firstly, I'm not clear why nobody said this was a problem before when we said to have some plants here. It may be that the planters that have been identified are taller than was anticipated. That might be the reason. If we had short ones, it might work, because the visibility has to be strong. I think it's 400 millimetres, something like that. Above road level, you need to be able to. You need visibility, essentially. So when someone is sitting in a car, their visibility is not obstructed by the planters. So that's where I think we've got to at the moment, but I need to have another discussion with highlights. I think it would be pretty certainly be possible to put a planters on the Lucas Lane boundary, which would stop people from driving over the pavement.
Right.
But might look rather odd having planters one side and not the other. I mean, that's, everyone else may take a different view, but I think it might look kind of strange.
Yeah.
So that leaves the alternative of putting some posts there. You could clearly put some planters at the back of the paving area if you wanted it to have flowers in, but that wouldn't stop. If you move them far enough back for there not to be an issue with the visibility, then it's not going to stop people from driving over the pavement, I think, which was the original reason for doing it.
Also, we want to leave enough pavement for the British Legion and other groups to be able to use that space. So if you put it too far on the pavement, you use up pavement space that you need for the British Legion and other groups that use that space.
Yeah, I think that's true. So I'm not quite sure why it's taken so long to get to this position, but I think where we've got to is if we're concerned about stopping vehicles driving over the pavement there, the solution is going to have to be some posts rather than planters.
Right. It's a bit of a shame.
That's rubbish about visibility. You know, if you had two planters, for example, you can see between them. I mean, I just think that they're trying to find spurious reasons for not putting them there. But posts are not the same as planters with nice plants in, for heaven's sake. And I'm sure that a location could be found that would not impede visibility around the corner, because you could see between them. I mean, it's just a bit spurious to me. And I think, as you said, the importance is to have them on the side, on the station, not on the station roadside, but on the other side by the war memorial, because that's where the lorries are going over, because the curb is so low. So, sorry.
The safety people are not going to allow them to go at the station roadside. Now, whether or not the safety people are right or wrong, we can debate, but actually, if they say they can't go there, then highway.
They can't go there.
Then they won't go there. It would, as I said, it would be possible to put them on the Lucas Lane side. You know, I said my personal view is it might look a bit strange, but you know, that's there's no, as I understand it, there was no reason why they couldn't go on the Lucas Lane side.
So where do we go from here? I mean, do we say what we want, or
I guess you say whether or not you want them on, whether or not you want planters on the Lucas Lane side and not on the Station Road side, whether or not you want posts, or whether or not you don't want anything at all. I think those are probably the three options.
Right. Okay.
Chair, may I?
I think you've had more than you've been allowed, really, technically speaking. You've spoken for 15 minutes now. And I think that's enough.
Chair, I think previously the clerk said that there's no reason why anyone can't contribute to the feedback from councillors.
You've had more than your allocation. You can speak for 3 minutes on a topic and 15 minutes in total. And that's that. Thank you very much. Okay, so what do we do now then, Steve? Do we just say what we want?
I think you need to say what you want. Yes. Yeah. And as I said, I believe the options are planters on the Lucas Lane side, posts around both sides. I don't know if there's a hybrid option of planters on the Lucas Lane side and posts on the Station Road side. I can't see any reason why they shouldn't be.
Right.
Okay, there's another option, but to say we won't do anything. You need to decide which you want to do, and then we'll try and make that happen.
Okay, right. Thanks for that, Steve. Yeah.
Is it worth asking the British Legion?
I think it would be worthwhile taking some comments at least from the British Legion. Yeah.
Okay. And the next item on the list was the verge damage at Walkdens. Now, there is actually some verge damage reported, but I'm not clear whether or not it's reported in November, but the current damage is newer than that, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of damage that was reported, and then it was amazingly repaired pretty instantaneously. In fact, David, you had a word with the site manager, do I remember?
Yeah, he repaired one lot, but he's pretty sure it wasn't his driver's. But there's some debate about that. So,
okay. I mean, because I think Hybrid believed that the November damage is not repaired. So it wasn't there, he did it. It was It was who repaired it?
The actual site manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
On the first occasion.
Right.
There's been several others as well.
Yeah.
One or two.
I can't see that anything else has been reported. Has the news damage been reported?
That I don't know. I mean, it appears to have been seen, so.
The newest lighthouse, isn't it?
No, okay. Someone dug it over. And it's,
okay, but yeah, so, that probably wasn't highways.
Yeah.
But
since the road blockage is finished,
yeah,
the lorries aren't reversing so much.
Okay.
They're reversing into the walkways.
Yeah, that's the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course,
the
damage.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it should be okay.
Highways don't give an enormous priority to mending the damage, and to be honest, they don't do it very well. And theoretically, I've had discussions with them about, well, we know who did it, and essentially the answer is that it's just impossible to prove and too much trouble. If they didn't do anything about it, they just fill it in. It's cheaper to fill it in than go to the trouble of trying to recover the cost or get the perpetrator to do it. Which is, I guess, understandable.
Yes, I'm doubtful.
Well, there always is, unless someone's seen it and got pictures.
Yeah.
There always is. So normally they just eventually get around to filling it in, but if someone else has done it, that gets the job done faster and probably better, because their skills are not horticultural generally.
The fact it was repaired within about quite nicely within about 48 hours, we all said that wasn't highways.
And the new footwear at Townsend, no, I've got no news on that. I don't know, Tom.
All I can say is that I've written to the enforcement manager asking for some feedback about what they plan to do about it and haven't heard back from them yet.
Right, okay. So we can come on to you then, Tom. Have you got anything else to say?
No, not a great deal, I'm afraid. No news back from with regard to the trees on the Station Road at Townsend Meadow boundary. And again, we think that might end up with highways having to do an assessment of the risk posed by that dead tree and take the necessary action to remove it. And then follow up who owns it after the event.
Mm-hmm.
On the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Just in terms of the border expansion, which we talked about last time, today got an email from Urban Civic suggesting that they were going to invite parish councils to take part in what's called the community forum, not to be confused with the Baldock area forum. This is the Baldock community forum, which is an informal online meeting which is set up by the council's community partnerships team to involve local representatives and groups in the discussion of the Baldock expansion. But in the initial instance, they didn't actually let local councillors know what they were doing. Now we muscled our way into that a bit more, and the upshot is that I've managed to get them to understand that parish councils would like to be more involved in that debate. So I think all being well, you'll be hearing from them about their proposals for the next meetings.
Right, is there a timescale on that at all?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. And right.
Could I just say something on the Baldock extension? I mean, everything I read about comments and so on are about getting on the road issue, is getting to the station, and comments about the school. But I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again, that people that the emphasis is on those things because those are important, sure, but also I think they that's forgetting the importance of Baldock as a service centre for the residents of Ashwell and the other villages around us, Bygrave in particular. I mean, you know, if they had done a traffic survey, which is what I raised months ago, to discover what other services there are that people are using in Bulldog besides shopping, you know, things like physiotherapy, osteopathy, specialist shops, and so on, that we need to be able to get into the centre of Bulldog as well as just to the station, which is what the emphasis appears to be on at the moment. So I'm just putting my spoke in the wheel.
Thank you, Anne. I'm sure there'll be more consultations coming up in the future. It's required after all.
And
yeah. Be a chance to make that point when they happen.
Okay. I'll keep on making it.
I think the latest round of consultation raised a lot of these issues about the needs of people who don't actually live in Bulldog and the effects that the expansion will have on them, mainly, you know, the local parishes here in Ashford, Bygrave, Bradwell, in particular. So the master planning company, Urban and Civic, are much more aware that there are needs from outside of the Bulldog central area of the world.
Thanks, Tom.
So it's some of those things specifically, as well as doctors and other medical facilities, have been discussed at those consultation meetings.
Including parking.
Mm.
That's the one.
That was, yes.
Okay. Right, so thanks very much, Tom. Yeah. And we'll reinstate standing orders now and go on to item 108, reports from working groups. Green energy and EV charging, first item up from Graham and Ian, neither of whom are here, so I think we'll just have to skip over that one. The litter pick, nothing much to say that wasn't said last time. It's going ahead on Saturday 20th of April, 2 p.m. at the pavilion on the recreation ground. 108.3, planning advisory. Matters relating to affordable housing, section 106, etc. To receive any further information about the the housing needs survey, we're meeting with Eastern Community Homes on the 15th of February, just to take this forward. Trees and hedges. What's the next item? Nothing else to say on that.
No, everything's going well. Green and Ashford are helping as well to keep an eye on the edges. So there's nothing more to say at the moment until we order some more plants and canes for next year, which might be worth doing them for a while, yeah.
Right, good. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. A correction on that item about the housing needs survey. I actually meant CDA Hearts rather than Eastern Community Hubs. Get my organisations mixed up there. So we'll be seeing them on 15. Okay, yearbook 2024 edition. Today I have just completed the first full draft of the yearbook, running to 130 pages, which is 12 less than last year. Still a lot of work to go, but it's going to be off for proofreading in a couple of weeks' time, and then on to the printers by the end of February. So everything seems to be on target. Planning matters. Anything new from NHC? Don't think so.
The only one is the reconsultation on the Bygrave Solar Farm, which has been formally reconsulted following the additional information as was requested.
This is out for consultation with a deadline of the 24th of February, I believe. And everybody will have been in the village, would have received one of Pace's postcards by now. So there should be a fairly wide awareness that this is happening. Is there anything else wasn't you need to do?
Mr. Gove going to look into this? And do, we did, do we know what his recommendations were?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. He said that he was going to not interfere with the district council making a decision. Is that correct, Tom?
Yes.
Oh, so having called
you. And is it still going to be on the same side?
Oh, yes. The application isn't affected. It's unchanged by any of this. It's just that the request to the Secretary of State to consider calling it in was met with a refusal to call it in. So the Secretary of State has passed it back to North Arts for a decision.
Not, do you want to note that the Parish Council doesn't want to make any additions or retractions to the objections that it's already...
I think we need just to confirm the fact that nothing material has changed, despite their claims of making significant changes. And the concerns that we had before are still outstanding and haven't been answered. So that's the general gist of our response, in my view. Anybody else have thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you.
Okay, tree consultations.
There aren't any?
No. Okay, land between Hunts Ridge and Ashwell House. Hunts Close. Okay, that was up for approval, and it was turned down by a very narrow margin, I might add. Thank you to Tom for speaking on our behalf. I was rather surprised there were so many prepared to go against the recommendation of the senior planning officer. And it's something to bear in mind. I do believe we need to follow up, particularly the Section 106 issue, and we'll be making contact with Steph Blunt at NHC shortly to see what can be done about that in the event that the applicant lodges an appeal.
Any other thoughts? Are we expecting them to return any information about that? Yeah.
Okay. 109.4, to note concerns raised by a parishioner re the removal of trees at Claybush Hill. So we've seen I think we've all seen the photos. It's not clear who removed those trees or indeed whose land they're on, but there was a planning condition to prohibit the removal of those trees, and somehow that has got broken.
So what's going to happen?
Well,
do you want to write formally to the planning department?
I think the answer to that one is yes. I think we are minded to write to the NHC.
Very stiff by either they've got to do something or they just might sit in their backside and do nothing.
Yeah, I mean That's the first step. I mean, it's complicated by the fact that we don't really cut trees down, and there is this issue over the ownership of the land. Somebody's cut down.
It is clear from the documents that were submitted with the planning application that the trees are within the site, and indeed the Crowdaces.
Sorry, I'm mistaken then, Jane.
The Crowdaces landscape management plan quite clearly shows the trees within their jurisdiction. What is less clear is whether the trees are within the site and therefore responsibility of what comes under the management plan, the communal areas of the site. In other words, where the actual boundary of each individual property finishes. Is that consistent with where the fences have been put, or does that extend to the tree line?
I see. So it's either the householder's problem or it's the management company's problem, but correct. We don't know which is which.
Correct.
So that is the complication there. Sorry, I was making things too simple.
Well, I suggest we go to the developers first.
Sorry, Martin.
I suggest we go to the developers first.
It's no longer in the hands of what I might call the developer. Development has finished, and what will have happened is that the communal areas of the development will now be under the jurisdiction of a management company.
Now, have they got a management company?
I have no idea, but they must have, because they do have other communal areas. I do not know who it is because I'm not a householder on the site.
Yeah, well, I don't get it, me. I mean,
worry about that. I mean, that's the story, right?
I mean, it's an enforcement matter.
Right,
so
in
it
that
is
case,
a responsibility
the other one
the
doesn't exist,
though.
Then we go for the...
through
the
NEC, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay.
May I just say you were going to raise this thing about tree safety under this lot, weren't you? You sent it round today or the day before?
What's that?
No, that was me to
right, well,
you to that wasn't
just to me.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the.
It's a premises actually. Management matter.
So it's all under control anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Yeah, I knew it would be.
Yeah.
So this isn't an agenda item.
No, no.
Yeah, okay.
That's not
no,
an agenda
right.
Item.
Well, let's press on. Okay, no, the planning summary sheets.
There's one more coming today. The Three Shire Close Stanwell Station Road planning application for Velux Windows got approved.
Yeah, but we didn't have any objections to that anyway. Yeah. Okay. Right, 110, reports from committees. HR committee, receiving all reports, which I don't think we can do because... neither of the members of the HR committee are. Oh, hang on.
Well, you could.
Well, I could, I suppose, yeah, because it's about the new clerk, isn't it? Well, yes, the post has been advertised. I don't think there's been much of a response, has there?
42.
42.
sorry, seriously. The for the first time, we put it on an online recruitment website. Which gives you a large numeric number of applicants. That said, today I've sent to the HR committee a filtered selection of what's coming on.
All right,
so it has produced some good.
It's going to be coming through, right.
Okay. As well as the local publicity, which has also resulted in some applications.
Okay, well, I'll look out for that then. 111, reports from parish councillors on premises and other responsibilities. The Springs.
I'm supposed to be meeting the lady from the church, but as it's taken 2.5 months to get that to take place, then hold your breath. I don't know what you can do about that. But I tell you what you can do, what I suggest we're going to do, but it's got to be, we've never had anybody come and tell us what to do, so I don't think we're doing anything different, but there's going to be, you'll be there, won't you?
Yes, I'll definitely be there,
you'll
yeah.
You'll see how this thing will just go straight through. So that, you've got a date for that.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm happy.
So it's, you're happy with the way things are progressing?
Absolutely,
basically.
As
okay.
I have with all of in the past years.
I think that's reassuring to hear.
Well, I get some things, right? I might have got a bit what you know who, right? But, you know, I've got 28 people who have wanted to back me up with what I've said about him.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
28 wanted to write it, but I didn't. I wasn't going to take part in one of those.
Sorry, you're not talking about the Springs, sorry.
No, yeah, I've just
I
gone back
that.
To
yeah.
You know,
yeah, bit, okay. Well, look, yeah, well, this is about the Springs, Martin.
I know, but I want to put it in, but I've got nothing else to say.
Okay, St Mary's Churchyard. Presumably everything's all right there.
Yeah.
You met with the PCC, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and they're all happy with it. Just one thing, I have once a year I have a chat with the farmer that looks after the Albury Banks, which is not looking after it, but the biggest problem there is the high speed people with their motorbikes. They are actually already well up there. It really is horrendous this year. It's wetter than usual.
Where's that, sorry?
If you go out to the
Partridge Hill and across
yeah.
Back there.
Mm-hmm. Anything you could do would be useful because it really has churned it up this year and it's it will take weeks to get back to normal.
Sorry, this isn't about the churchyard though, is it? It's about Partridge Hill.
I put it at the end of that. I always have done. Sorry.
Right.
I finished.
Sorry.
I've got everything else.
You moved on. Yeah. Sorry, Martin. Yeah.
I've been through Arby Banks and now I've finished with Arby Banks.
Right, thank you. So, you have to forgive me because my hearing's not 100%, as you know.
Yeah. Neither is mine, so that's probably why we're not
not communicating. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, anything on the recreation ground? No, Graham usually covers that, doesn't
he? Yeah, I'm just waiting on approval for some tree works behind the pavilion. Once I've got that sorted out, I can go ahead and get that sorted. And there's something else that's came through this week about the trees by the war memorial. But, you know, the ones that are just inside the recreation ground?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're... they're starting to overhang the flag pole, and so when the British Legion are doing the events, the flag's snagging on branches. I'm just in the process of, you know, getting quotes and sorting that out. But there's nothing else to do with the recreation ground.
Right, so this is basically just business as usual. Nothing special.
No.
Okay, thanks. Small gains?
Nothing at all. All okay.
Yeah, planting's going nicely.
Sorry?
The planting's going nicely. picture in the yearbook about that.
Okay.
So thanks for that.
Sure.
Okay, street furniture, Lisbon survey, or report. We've been in touch with NHC to try and establish some sort of negotiation position. They've come back to us saying it's really too early to go into any details. So we'll just have to wait until they're ready to open discussions before we can report back with some specific proposals. Seats. Don't know what's happening with that. Don't know if Chris Button's said anything about that.
Nikki probably knows more about that.
We've got quite the installation, and I have this week rechased the WI about what they want on their plaque, because currently that's the only thing really holding up the whole process. But I can re-chase them again next week, obviously, because that's the only thing I'm waiting to hear back on.
All right, okay. It's all about the plaques.
Yes. Right. But as I said, I can really chase them next week.
Thanks. War Memorial Chapel in the cemetery. We were looking to get some professional evaluations of that. I take it it's proven very difficult.
Well, now Nikki's got her feet well under the desk and doing the more practical things, one of the next things is to chase up the contacts that we did have that did offer to provide some quotes for this. We've got somewhere to go.
How urgent is this? Because, I mean, presumably there's going to be some point in which we lose insurance cover if we haven't already lost it.
No, we were quite open with the insurance cover on this, and they said as long as we have this in hand, they put a note on file, and it was a paper that was going to claim.
I think there was one company that I think we contacted a while ago that wanted pictures of the war memorial.
Oh, that's right, as I say, now I'm last bit clearer on practicalities, the urgent matters.
Well, I can put that on my list.
It's been particularly busy, not only tree work, but we've had an awful lot of burials this month, more in 1 month than I can remember.
Right. Okay. Finance and governance. Budget tracking. Yep. And then summary of accounts.
Yvonne has done that this week after the end of the month, and that's been circulated.
Okay. Does anybody have anything particular to say about the accounts?
No, I'm abstaining from that because I did not have a new computer and I couldn't get to it.
All right, yes, Marcin, yeah. Yeah, I'll have a look, thanks.
Has Mr. Cook seen them?
I'll put it online as soon as it comes through. It goes on.
I'll give you a couple of minutes to look at that then.
Yvonne will highlight if there's anything particularly. That's out of the ordinary.
To be struggling.
No, I don't think so. Well, the only kind of one-off items I can see offhand are the leaflet reprint, which we approved.
Which we agreed last time, anyway.
I think it's December, actually. Ongoing repairs of the pavilion, that's just a general kind of financial drain, I think.
That's constant, I guess. Everybody had enough time to look at the accounts then? Those that we accept them?
Okay, the two members who are designated to review and sign.
Fine. That's that agreed. Last item, unreasonable complaints procedure. Now, this was agreed last time, and all that remained to be done was to put the appropriate words in, rather than the references to a subcommittee, put the councillors and so on and so forth, just to make it appropriate for the parish council. So, in essence, it hasn't changed in any way. So I'm asking if we can approve the unreasonable complaints procedure. Thank you. Fine. Approved. Okay.
Thank you very much.
So that's it.
Thanks for your support.
Declare the meeting closed at 7:58.
No, you're taking me home.
They did it,
I think we should congratulate Councillor Norman Mayne on finishing the meeting so smartly.
Okay, so the meeting's ended. Everything closed down?
Yeah, I'm just downloading them.
We do go up. Chris and I, because we look after the business, we go up there obviously whenever we can, and sure, we cut across the back.
It's quite a way open to traffic, isn't it? The main track. They're going off road, knocking around there.
They all go off the track. They go up the top. It's a shoot there.
The one of the problems they've had in the past is that they've gone through periods of time when they've been farming up there. People have been